وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم. It's a very important topic and huge actually. Cannot be explained details in a voice message in Telegram, but for sure we can clarify some of your questions and benefit you inshallah in this situation. Okay, you will summarize it and make it, and I make it in a points one by one, so easy for you to understand and to catch up. Point number one, you should understand that according to عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة, the punishment or the enjoyment that suppose the humans to get it in the قبور, in the grave, in the barzakh, is حق, is truth, which means yes, have lots of other groups and other misguided groups who they claim themselves as Muslims, who they deny the life in the barzakh, the life in the graves, in that stage. But for Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, it's a consensus and something that we count as one of our main principles because of the clear evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah. From the Quran, like قول الله جل وعلا في قوم فرعون, he described people of Fir'aun and Fir'aun himself and what's going to happen to them after their death. قال الله جل وعلا النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. Those people after they die, they're gonna keep watching the hellfire and see it clearly day and night. Then when the judgment day happen, Allah will bring to the hellfire. So Allah جل وعلا spoke about a time and a situation in between their death and the hereafter when they go to the hellfire, and that is the barzakh. Also, the sunnah full of evidence in Sahihain, others explain to us about the matters of adab al-qabr, like hadith Aisha, and also the na'im, adab wa na'im, punishment and enjoyment and benefit in the qabr, the life in general in the qabur, like that hadith, hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam into his house, and his wife Aisha asked me, she said, Ya Rasulullah, before I had a visitors from the Jewish, old ladies from the Jewish, and when they were speaking to each other, they said to Aisha, may Allah protect you from the grave punishment. Please imagine, yes, how kind of disbelievers who they believe on the on Adab al-Qabr better than some of the misguided groups, unfortunately. So she said that to Aisha. So when the Prophet ﷺ came back, Aisha, she described him the matter and she explained to him and she said to him, Ya Rasulullah, before I have visitors, they say this and this and this. So the Prophet ﷺ replied to her and she said, yes, they are truth. All of you will be tested in the grave and you will be either saved from a punishment or you will be punished. At the end, also Hadith Asma bint Abi Bakr, Hadith Samra bin Jundub, Hadith Al-Bara bin Azim, many narrations explain to us the matter of the life in the barzakh and in the graves. This point number one. Point number two, you should realize and understand, according to i'tiqad al-sunnati wal-jama'ah, the life in the graves, for those who they are in the graves, it's a real life. They feel it, they taste it, either benefits or punishment, either enjoyment or punishment. It's real for them. They feel it like how you feel it in your own life. Means for them it's a real, not a dream. But for us, we cannot see it. So if someone said, how when we open the graves and we see the death bodies, like no changing and nothing on it, the answer, yes, but for them they are in a real life. And don't be confused regarding the example of some ulama Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah, like Ibn Taymiyyah and others, when they said their life يعني for you, for us who they are still alive, the life in the barzakh is like a dream. For example, you are sleeping and you will have a dream, and you dream, you feel suffering, you feel hunger, you feel food, so you feel it, but in the end you are in a dream. This is just an example for you to understand the situation, otherwise they are in a real life. Another point, there is no authentic narration describe for us the visiting that lots of people they talk about it, and they claim it in between death. People in their graves, they visit each other while they are in the graves. Nothing like that. Another point, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they believe the graves is the first stage, first step to the life in the Akhirah, to the hereafter. If it's good, inshallah, guaranteed whatever come after it will be good bi'idhnillah. If it's bad and you've been punished in your grief, whatever gonna come after it, it will be harder, like how it is in hadith Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala. Another point, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they believe the life of the barzakh is, it's long, and the time of it only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows. But when the people wake up from their grave, they will feel like if they was in their grave, include in their life in the dunya, just for one day or 2 days, as how Allah Jalla described. So when they wake up, they're gonna pass, if it was a dream, then they're gonna start having the hope again of them being saved from the punishment of the Akhirah. And this is for all, either believers or unbelievers, sinners or obedients. So for those unbelievers, disbelievers, sinners, they're gonna wake up and they will feel like if they was in a dream, and they're gonna start having hope to be safe from the punishment, like us, if what they had is more than enough and now they will be rewarded, for example. But for the believers, they're gonna have more hope on Allah's mercy and to enter the paradise bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. But while they are in the grave, stage is different. Hafidhakumullah. Also among these points, and the Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they believe, so consists among them, that is not acceptable for anyone to deny the عذاب الآخرة, عذاب القبر أو نعيمه, just because we cannot see it with our own eyes in the life, in the dunya, because it's first step for the Akhirah, and this is all included in the unseen, and we know from it what Allah Jalla wa Ala and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us in the Kitab and the Sunnah, and the summary of it is that regarding the punishment on the enjoyment in the grave in details, I advise you to refer to Hadith Samurah bin Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hadith al-Bara ibn Azib. They speak, the Prophet ﷺ in their narrations explain the life in the barzakh in details. You can refer to it, it's been translated to English, and you can benefit yourself more, inshallah. This is in brief, wallahu a'lam.